I'm Paul Foster for WNCW, where Morning Edition continues. It's time now for this week's More to the Story. We're going to visit with the Asheville Citizen-Times and reporter Joel Burgess this morning, and we're going to talk to him about a recent article called Downtown Asheville, Lead City in Crime. Joel, thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely, Paul. Good to be here.
Joel, you spoke with Police Chief Tammy Hooper. What did you learn when it came to crime in 2016?
The origin of the story was a presentation that Police Chief Hooper made to the City Council in late January, a public presentation. What Hooper did was present preliminary crime statistics. This is something that all law enforcement agencies report every year, but she presented them in a different way. So again, these were preliminary numbers. They're waiting probably until March to get the actual numbers that they are going to send on to the state. But she created heat maps to illustrate a point, and the point she was getting at is that downtown, as an area, as a region, was a hotter hotspot than anywhere else in the city. And that's when it comes to all sorts of serious crime. It's also when it comes just to violent crime. If you rank downtown by violent crime compared to the other places, it's still number one. And if you separate out serious property crime, downtown is still the top spot.
If you would give the audience an idea of where those other crime hotspots are for Asheville, because I know that we're talking about how downtown Asheville was kind of leading the way in this preliminary report. Violent crimes for downtown numbers were up more so than the city's what you referred to as four other crime hotspots combined.
Right. And there, you know, depending on the type of crime, there were different hotspots. But again, downtown was the main one. The way they categorize it is they have something called Part 1 crime, and that's just a sort of the way the state does it and other law enforcement agencies. Basically, let's say Part 1 crime is serious crimes, and if you combine violent and property crimes, downtown in 2016 had 351 of those, or 9.6%, roughly 10% of all serious crimes in the city were committed downtown. That was followed by two subsidized housing complexes, Hillcrest Apartments, had 67. Again, that's compared to 351 downtown. Pisgah View Apartments in West Asheville had 67 also. And then after that, you had the Riverbend Marketplace, where the Walmart Supercenter is. They had 58 crimes. And then Beaver View Apartments, which is another subsidized housing complex, and they had 48 crimes. And again, that's all crimes combined.
What about the officials themselves? Did you have a chance to get any responses from those officials, how they took finding out how downtown was standing out more so than other areas?
Yes. So, these were council members that heard the original presentation, and they made some comments during the public meeting, but we went further and interviewed them and see how they felt about it. And just to tell people, you know, if people really want to drill down on statistics, if they want to really drill down on the story, they're welcome to check it out at citizentimes.com. But back to your question about the officials, the reason that they came in is that Chief Hooper, in making this presentation, said, this is why I'm asking for an additional $1 million to add 15 police officers dedicated to a special downtown unit. Now, that downtown unit already exists and it has 15 officers, but the downtown unit can't be there 24/7. The downtown does have, just to make this clear, downtown does have police coverage 24/7, but when the downtown unit isn't there, it's kind of thin. You know, it's a police officer or two that is assigned there. What she's saying is this $1 million would buy a total of 30 officers, be a little bit more than $1 million to get them trained, equipped on the street, and then after that, continuing cost of about $1 million. And so, you know, the question then is to the council members, would you support this, and what do you think? Varying degrees, nobody ruled out the idea. And, you know, Hooper asked for this last year, and they denied her on it. But this year so far, nobody is denying it. Nobody's ruling it out. And you had reactions everywhere from the mayor and Councilman Keith Young, who said that they would consider it, but they want to see it next to other requests that police will have for this budget year. They also want to look at the rest of the city budget. Now, some pressure that is already there in the city budget is that voters this past November approved $74 million in city borrowing through a bond referendum. There are actually three bond issues. And so both the mayor and Councilman Keith Young were saying, well, yes, we definitely want to look at the chief's request, but we also have to consider that property owners are going to be shouldering a little bit more of a burden this year. And then probably the most positive response came from City Councilman Gordon Smith. Smith is not running again this year. We have municipal elections this coming fall. And he said tentatively yes. And that it ranged all the way down to Councilman Cecil Bothwell, who was actually the chair of the City Council's Public Safety Committee, which has the job of vetting law enforcement ideas and policies. And he was probably the most skeptical. And he said he felt that police often respond with too many officers to incidents that don't require that level of response. And so I guess what he's getting at is that he thought that resources and officers could be allocated a little better, or at least there not so many would be needed to do the job. And then finally, in an interesting twist, there were two council members. One is Vice Mayor Gwen Weisler, and the other is Councilman Brian Haynes. And both said that, the tourism industry, hotels, probably should get involved with this and probably pick up the tab for the extra cops, or at least chip in. This is not a new theme. This is something that's been ongoing, an ongoing conflict between the City Council and a body known as the Buncombe County Tourism Development Authority. The Tourism Development Authority is an appointed body created by the state, and it controls roughly $16 million in hotel tax. All the hotel tax that is paid in the city of Asheville and Buncombe County goes to this board, and they use it primarily for marketing to bring more tourists in, and also for projects that are meant to boost hotel and tourism business. The hotel tax doesn't go to the city council. It doesn't go to normal government coffers. So what Haynes and Weisler are getting at is that some of this money should be taken and used for those types of services. That started a little back and forth between those two council members and Stephanie Brown, who is the executive director of the TDA. And what Brown said is that she felt that tourists contribute very little to crime, either by being victims or offenders. She tossed out some statistics that really, I noted they hadn't been verified, the police haven't verified them, and we're working on that just to see, if there's a way to track and say what kind of effect do tourists have on the type of crime going on downtown.
Joel, it's no secret to most everyone out there, because it's something that you guys report on so often at the Asheville Citizen Times. We have stories about it here, and that is when it comes to a hotel tax and just thinking about the number of hotel rooms in Asheville, downtown Asheville. It's a number that continues to grow up, and it sounds like within the next few years that number is going to be up even more significantly.
Absolutely. We're certainly in the middle of an unprecedented hotel downtown.
Joel Burgess, reporter of the Asheville Citizen Times, his article, Downtown Asheville, Lead City in Crime. Thank you for going over it with us this morning on More to the Story.
Absolutely, Paul. Good to be here.